Hopefully we can cheer up some Leeds United fans either way, because there has been some news that's come out of Elland Road in the last 10 minutes or so. And our man, with all the breaking news, Joe Rawson, joins me. Thanks for joining me, Joe. I know it's been a hectic few days.
It has been a hectic few days, but delighted to be here with you, Danny.
Oh, thank you very much. Kinder words never been said. But Joe, first off, let's look at what's happened at Leeds United, because it looked like they were after a right-back for a while, and they've got one in.
Yeah, finally, the deal has been done. We've been expecting this for the last 24, 48 hours. I got told that they were interested in a right-back earlier on this week. Wasn't told a name. Then yesterday it came out that it was Luke Ayling, and the deal has been completed. He completed his medical yesterday. There were a few issues with the medical. I believe it spans back to a health problem that he's been managing over his career. So it took a little bit longer to get through than Leeds probably anticipated. But now the deal has been done. It's a 3-year contract, and the 24-year-old right back will be available to play on Saturday. He can also play left back, and he can also play central defence and as a defensive midfielder. So very much in the mould of Wootton, actually, who Leeds United let go at the end of last season. A bit of a like-for-like swap, actually, when you compare the two. But I think they need that versatility, having watched them over the past couple of games. Certainly, they need some cover at centre-half, because Liam Cooper is only back to full fitness. He only managed 45 minutes last night. And not to Sol Bamba or Kyle Bartley, and they are struggling. But now they've got Ayling, who can slot into that position pretty comfortably. And also at right back, I know Louis Coyle has done a decent job, actually one of the best performers last night. But, you know, at such a young age, you don't want the pressure on him having to play week in, week out if Berardi keeps picking up niggles, which he persistently does, doesn't he? So that's a bit of a concern. Position, but they've got good cover with Ayling, and a decent championship fullback.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way, and it seems that the Bristol City fans really do highly rate him. A bit of a loss for them now as well.
Yeah, I mean, he moved to Bristol City in 2014. He's played for the club for the past couple of seasons, so and part of that promotion push, and then obviously they did well and stayed up under Lee Johnson. But, you know, it's just time to move on. And I think the deal was too good for Bristol to turn down. We're saying about £700,000, though the fee is undisclosed. So a decent deal for a player who's been playing at Championship and League One level throughout his career. And Leeds needed someone with his versatility. So good deal probably for both parties. I guess Bristol fans may be disappointed. You know, 700,000 in this market isn't that much, is it, anymore? I mean, we used to talk about that as quite a hefty fee for a fullback at Championship level, but, you know, things have moved on. But, yeah, Leeds will be happy with the business that they've done there. We're also expecting a Premier League midfielder to come into Elland Road over the next couple of days. I was told about this the same time as I was told about the fullback coming in. It has proved to be true that Ayling has come in today. So, I'm guessing they're trying to get this Premier League midfielder over the line. Who that could be? Well, plenty of names linked on social media, as always, when there's a Leeds United transfer on the horizon. It's not Charlie Adam, though, I have to say. Leeds United fans, you may be disappointed. He was at the game yesterday watching Fleetwood against Leeds, because he is good friends with the Fleetwood Town owner and he still lives in Blackpool. So that's the only reason he was at the game. It's not going to be him, I'm afraid. Don't think it's going to be Jedinak as well from Palace. That name's been mentioned. But his wages are £60,000 plus a week, which Leeds United will not be able to afford. So unless they can work some supplemented deal with Crystal Palace, I can't see that happening. Jack Cork's a name that has been mentioned, and Matty James. It's more likely to be a player of that ilk than a Charlie Adam or a Jedinak.
Very interesting indeed. Let's have a look at what you've been saying on Twitter. Vitaly's got in touch. Thanks for getting in touch. He says he's very happy with the signing. Consistent performer. He was in the top 10 players in League One in his first season at Ashton Gate. And he also wants to see a midfielder brought in. Stephen, he says, does Bridcut count as defining an area for the next player to come in at Leeds United? So some interesting ones there. It looks like the deals aren't over for Leeds United at the moment.
No, I mean, I can give you a quick update on the Liam Bridcut deal as well. Both sides starting to get a little bit frustrated with this, particularly Leeds United. Last night I had a quick word with Ben Mansford and I brought the name Liam Bridcut up. And the sticking point is over £5,000 a week, which I don't think is an awful lot of money these days. But for Leeds United, it possibly is. We know that the finances have been pretty tight. But for a Premier League footballer who's been on a big salary for the past few seasons, you know, you would imagine if he wants to play first-team football, I mean, Leeds clearly wants him. They left the squad number open for him. Then he would take the pay cut and move to Elland Road. As it turns out, at the minute, there's a bit of a standoff. Bridcut's agent doesn't want to move on that. Leeds have asked Sunderland if they will supplement the deal, but they won't. And Leeds won't pay any more than £20,000 a week. So a bit of a standoff. It's going to drag on and on this, but I can still see this being a deal that goes over the line right on deadline day because Sunderland don't want Bridcut. So unless another club comes in for him, if he wants to play first team football this season, or at least up until January, then Leeds United may be his only option, and that means he will have to take a pay cut in the end. Or, of course, the other way round, if this other Premier League midfielder doesn't happen and Leeds get desperate for a centre midfielder, then, you know, they may end up paying the extra bit in wages. So, yeah, it's an interesting standoff at the minute, and it keeps developing day by day, and it's just one to watch. But my feeling is it might go through, but right on deadline day.
Very interesting indeed. From my quick math, see, it comes to about £240,000 over the year, that £5,000. I'm not going for Rachel Riley's job just yet, but when we look at football figures now, it hardly seems that big, does it? I mean, it is a lot of money, but in football terms,
I know what you mean, but Leeds haven't got an awful lot of money at the minute. I mean, the latest thing to come out of the club, well, it's not come out of the club, but it's been rumoured today that, you know, there is a possible investor into the holding company, another Italian who Cellino has been pictured with a couple of games. So, you know, maybe there could be some investment into the club into the future, and they may have a little bit more money in January. I know fans will sit there and go, look, Cellino's mega rich, he's got plenty of money, why doesn't he want to put that into the club? But it's his estate that will not release the money, and they don't want Massimo to keep investing into the football club as it stands without any return. And so even though Massimo may want to invest, he still needs to agree it with his estate. And that's the problem that they're having at the minute. There's no investment coming from GFH, who, of course, still own a 25% share in the football club. So they do run quite a tight budget. And that's why, even though it's only 5k a week, Leeds are obviously stuttering over it.
Very interesting indeed. Joe, as always, thanks for joining us. Don't switch your phone off. I imagine you'll have quite a few missed calls as this has all gone out on the air and your Twitter's gone absolutely mad. But thanks a lot for joining us. We'll